Grad school is a big move. Your student loans should keep up. With College Ave student loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control. From application to payoff, make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeave.com and apply today. That's collegeave.com. One more time, that's collegeave.com.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
It's kind of fun, kind of sweet that you guys have something in common, you and your significant other. You have your show that you watch every week or that you binge when it comes out. But do you have your own show? And is that an issue? It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
I'll tell you, Steve gets so annoyed, and he got annoyed just last night when I find a show that I love and I don't wait for him to watch it, mostly because he didn't seem interested in the first place. So I just kind of went on to watch it. He comes in midway and he's like, whoa, 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 what's this? And I'm like, oh, this is one of the top ones on Netflix. What? Can we start it over? Why didn't you wait for me? I go, no, remember you came in? You heard she was speaking in a British accent, so you left. Like, he doesn't, he just assumes everything I watch is just like a period.
Yeah,
and it wasn't. It was actually, you know.
That just happened with The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Mallory and I had started it. I could tell she did not like it and was just it was just in the room while it was on. And then she got home from work and she's like, oh, do you want to watch your Mormon show?
Mormon show.
I finished it while you were at work. She's like, oh. Well, I was watching it with you. I didn't know that. You were saying the whole time, this is messy. How do you watch this?
Oh, God. Exactly.
My wife and daughter have the Gilmore Girls. They watch that together. And yeah. I wander through enough that I know what's going on. Like, she should have stuck with Luke. But that's besides the point. I've watched the show from a distance, so sometimes I'll sit down, sometimes I don't. But there's no, like, hey, do you want to watch this with us kind of thing going on there.
So do you and your wife have a show that maybe the two of you watch together?
Friends. I mean, we laugh at it.
I mean, something from this century?
No.
Anything
like
new?
That you're like, oh my God, when the new episode comes out, we got to sit down and watch it.
Because we started Night Agent on Netflix last night, and I'm like, are we in this together? Like, I have to verbally say, do you like this?
You have a little contract that you whip out. You should have him sign off on stuff. Like,
initial,
I am not interested in this.
Am I allowed to watch it without you, or do I need to wait for you to watch it?
If someone has a British accent, are you then going to check out? Like, I just need to know.
Hey, he would love Peaky Blinders.
I didn't like Peaky. I tried to watch it.
What is that?
Well, it's got an accent.
It does.
It's Irish. Irish mob.
Is that from the century?
No. It is a period piece, though, so he's right about that. Don't lie, you've all got one. You might not know you've got one, but I've got one. My wife has one. TJ, does your husband have one?
No.
Do you have one?
No.
I don't, but Mallory does.
All right. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
I assume.
Why are you
talking...
looking at me like that?
Well, because there's a little bit of judgment going on.
Yes, I have a flamper. a floor hamper.
Yeah.
It's that specific spot in your house where the clothes end up if they don't make it to the hamper hamper.
Why don't they make it to the hamper hamper? They're dirty. Put them in the hamper.
But there's levels of dirty.
No.
Yes, there are.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Pants. You wear your clothes all day.
Yeah.
Where I wear clothes to work, and then I go home and change into home clothes, and then I go out.
Home clothes.
And then I put out other clothes to go out. So there's clothes that are like already not fully dirty because I didn't wear them all day.
You wear jeans once and then put them in the laundry?
Yeah.
One time.
Well, because like she said, I wear them all day long. I'm sitting around in them. I sit here. Then I run around. They don't feel clean enough to not wash. You know what I mean? But either way, you know, if you have a puppy,
yeah,
you can't have a flamper because my puppy will drag around clothes if they're left on the floor.
I did regret it last night in the middle of the night. You know, cats, if you have cats, every now and then you wake up and you hear, and you know exactly what that noise is.
I don't own a cat.
And I'm like, oh no, my flamper's over there.
Gah.
You missed. Didn't get my stuff. But if I put it away, it wouldn't be a problem.
Get out of here, cat.
We don't know where she went. We don't really know what she did, but we're going to find out. To Be Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
All I know is Miss Hope went to a women's retreat, right? It was just for women?
No, it was a business retreat.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
There were men there.
A business retreat, which retreat to me means like out in, I don't know, somewhere
out
where
in the it's cabin, like
overnight,
in the woods.
Overnight,
yeah.
Some sort of empowering, enrichment, something or other. So when she was like, yeah, you just go for a few hours and then you're out. I'm like, what is the, and how did you become, and who has one of these on a weekday? I have so many questions. Was it like a yoga thing? Was it?
I did have to bring a yoga mat.
Were there goats involved?
There were no goats.
Okay.
Puppies?
No puppies.
Oh my gosh.
I did have to bring a yoga mat. We didn't technically do yoga, but we did have to lay on a yoga mat and do breath work.
Okay.
So there was a guy who walked around with a drum and there was like tribal music playing. And so as the drum was hit, you had to like inhale and exhale.
Okay.
And then there was a woman who walked around and did Reiki. And I like barely had my eyes open, but I just saw her like waving her arms over me.
Oh my gosh. Witchcraft.
Was this supposed to be relaxing?
It was supposed to be visionary.
Refreshing.
You're supposed to like.
Grad school is a big move. Your student loan should keep up. With College Ave student loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control from application to payoff. Make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeav.com and apply today. That's collegeav.com.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Okay.
Be having breakthroughs. I would not say that the breath work was relaxing.
Did you have any breakthroughs?
I was thinking a lot about goals, and I felt like I didn't pay attention to the meditation because I had a new dream that came through on Wednesday that was all I could think about. And then right after the breath work, I opened up my phone and that dream was crushed. I wanted to buy a hotel. And then I found out I couldn't buy that hotel. There's the American Hotel in Lima was for sale.
Okay.
And I found that out on Wednesday, and I was like, I'm going to buy the American Hotel in Lima. It's going to be great.
I mean, you have a degree in tourism, right?
Right.
So it would be a great side hustle.
But then I found out immediately after, all I could think about during this breath work was how I was going to redecorate it. And then immediately following that, when I opened up my phone, I saw that it had sold.
I don't understand. How long was this thing?
This was 6 hours. We also did a thing called Breath of Joy.
6 hours? So you walk in. What's the first thing you do?
The first thing we did was a Breath of Joy.
Oh God, she's going to do it.
There's okay. a visual.
We did this standing in yoga up. When I was in college. But
okay.
Three inhales in and go.
Wow.
Okay.
So we did that for, I don't know, a couple of minutes. And
I would have passed out away.
That looked like a jumping jack gone wrong. kind of how I described that to the folks listening on the radio.
Listen, I went to school for theater, so trust me. There were plenty of classes where I had to be a tree. Wave in the wind. Be a tree. But for 6 hours, I would have been out. I would have been like, okay, that's enough. I can't.
I can't imagine you sitting still for 30 seconds. Well, seriously.
No.
Like, you are just so energy frenetic. You're just all over the place.
Hey, I used to do yoga.
She was a yoga instructor.
Really?
I did, yeah. I got certified in it. This is like a lifetime ago.
Wow.
A lifetime ago.
Well, she could buy a hotel and you could do yoga classes in the back alley there.
In the back alley yoga.
When I first heard about this new video game, I thought this may be the dumbest idea for a game ever. And then I saw the trailer for it, and now I can't wait to get home and try and play this stupid game. It's a B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Don't you just want to travel back in some days? There's a new game called Retro Rewind, and it's a video store simulator where basically you get to pretend you're at a Blockbuster.
Oh, I love those.
You love games where you can pretend you're in the 90s?
Well, my son watches a lot of Queso. I don't know if you're...
Is that a streamer?
Yes.
One of those guys that plays video games online
watch? Before that, it was Corey Ketchin. And then, so there's a few that he watches, and they play these all the time, these simulator games.
Yeah.
Like, I work at a gas station simulator, grocery store simulator. Like,
it sounds so silly, but when you see it, they're fascinating.
So I don't know if this... I don't know if there's like a theme to this, like maybe it's haunted or something if something goes wrong in this video store.
Players run a video store in the early 90s with 14,000 fake movie titles, including some based on actual film. For instance, there's a Ghostbusters ripoff called Phantom Patrol. And your duties include designing the store, working the counter, restocking shelves, and yes, rewinding tapes.
Be kind, rewind.
Customers pay 90s prices and it's cash only.
Oh, yeah.
It came out. It's been in the top 10 since it came out on Tuesday. There's no word yet if it's going to be made for game consoles. So is it just online then?
Must be.
Yeah.
Just for PC playing. That's awesome.
That whole experience was I was just kind of reminiscing about the days when Friday night, you get out of work, you swing by your Blockbuster, your local video store, and you get, it was as much social as it was anything else.
Well, and it was always like a gamble, too. Like,
right.
You got this certain, like, hit of dopamine when the movie you knew you wanted to watch was actually in stock.
Right.
And then if it wasn't, you'd have to go up and say, can you check for me? And then when I worked at Blockbuster, I'd have to go over to the wall where people would put it in to return it from outside.
Yep.
Open it, go through all that, see if somebody had returned whatever movie you're waiting for.
Then it was game. It was a game of who's going to be there at the right time to get the best movie.
We had two rewind machines going at the same time. So
did you get to help with the employee picks? There was always a shelf where it's like,
no.
TJ recommends, and then there's like five movies that TJ likes that you should see. You never got to do that?
I never got to do that. Doesn't that stink?
How do you rank it in your own shelf with your own employee suggestions?
I don't know.
Well, she didn't say hi to enough people, so
I guess I didn't welcome you to Blockbuster.
You did
enough.
Get fired for that. So
I did.
That could be part of the problem.
Grad school is a big move. Your student loan should keep up. With College Ave student loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control from application to payoff. Make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeav.com and apply today. That's collegeav.com.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
When your day moves fast, between getting everyone out the door, meal prepping, and trying to find a small moment for yourself, the products you use should make things easier, not harder. That's where Ello comes in. Ello makes thoughtfully designed water bottles, tumblers, and glass food storage containers that fit right into your life, making hydration and storing meals easy, even on your busiest days. Visit elloproducts.com and use code TRYELLO20 for 20% off your first purchase. That's ELLOproducts.com, code TRYELLO20. Hello 20.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple. Refreshing!